Welcome to Moberly Area Community College. I'm Eric Duick alongside Cam Thomas for St. Paul Lutheran, the number 10 team in the state, and the number 4 Monroe City Panthers in a Class 3 sectional. Then it is the Monroe City Lady Panthers and Trenton in another matchup for a Class 3 sectional here at Moberly Area Community College. Cam, two Monroe City teams in action today, which makes it all the more fun. They've got a couple of Cairo teams down in Jefferson City. We've got a couple of Monroe teams here at Moberly Area Community College, and this is the third straight sectional appearance for the Monroe City boys.
Yeah, and you should see some pretty good crowds out here tonight. Of course, Monroe City not too far away from us here in Moberly, and then St. Paul Lutheran from Concordia. So two really good teams that are going to go head-to-head for, you know, an opportunity to continue their seasons. I mean, seasons are on the line here, and it's winner-take-all, so, you know, you expect both teams to come out and, you know, try to get victories. But, you know, looking at these two teams, they are two teams that compete really hard and have done well all season long and have been used to being on top of games.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. We'll get it right to the coaches here on KTCM Madison. First up, it'll be Monty Pitch and then Brock Idris, the Monroe City head coach on regional radio. Here on Regional Radio, we're joined by Monty Pitch, the head coach for St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia, ahead of a matchup with Monroe City in the state sectional round. Before we get into this matchup in particular, we saw you in the stands there for the district championship on Saturday. What were your observations of the Monroe City Centralia matchup?
Very good basketball team. Really impressed. I thought they were well coached. They executed well. Tough defensively. We'll have our hands full for sure.
What stood out when you watched C.E. Talton, and how would you plan to defend him, the point guard for Monroe?
Yeah, he's pretty tough. There's no doubt about it. An all-state-type player. We're going to have to mix and match some things, I think, to try to stop him. I think he plays with a real nice ease. He doesn't force anything. He gets his points, but I don't know how many he had Saturday, but it seemed like they were pretty quiet, and I'm guessing he had around 20 points. So he doesn't force anything. He's a teammate. He's a good passer, so. Definitely a playmaker that we'll have to contend with.
What's the story of your team? You've won 25 straight. What's gotten you to this point?
I was mentioning to you earlier, we just kind of had a lot of leadership coming back and some guys that are really competitive. We lost our first game of the year to a really good Marshall basketball team by 2, and then just kind of responded after that and played some decent basketball through the year and kind of got us to the point we're at.
None of your district games were decided by single figures. What allowed your team to run through that stretch with some dominance there?
Yeah, we had some games where we got behind. There was one game we got behind by 12 in the first half and came back and won. Got down by 6 against a very good Concordia basketball team, which is in Class 1 state playoffs. Got down by 6 and came back and won that one at their place. But I don't know. I was really impressed with our team. I thought they kept their poise a lot. We were in some big games that we just kind of finished down the stretch. They executed well down the stretch and won some games. Just the leadership point of it, I think, is a big deal. Seniors have been through a lot of battles. Really helped us.
We're talking to Monty Pitch, St. Paul Lutheran head coach, ahead of a matchup with Monroe City in the state sectional round. How would you describe your team's style of play to those who haven't seen you?
Well, we like to push the basketball. We got some guys that can run the floor pretty well. We're also a set team. We run some sets to get the right guys some looks that we want. So we kind of mix match when we have a choice. I think that's been one of our reasons for our success is that we understand when we can run and when we can't run and set up and run a better play. So I think we're pretty salty on defense at times. Got a lot of kids that, like I said, have a lot of experience. We can play a lot of different defenses, mix it up a little bit, and try to take things away.
And what are the keys to the matchup against Monroe City?
Oh, I think, you know, obviously they got a lot of quickness and athleticism. C.E. Tolton's a heck of a basketball player. I just think we're going to have to find ways to maybe get the ball out of his hand without giving up easy baskets.
He is Monty Pitch, St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia head coach, ahead of the sectional matchup against Monroe City. We appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you.
On regional radio, we're joined by Brock Idris, the Monroe City head basketball coach, ahead of a third straight sectional appearance. And it's a new opponent once again. This time it is St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia, a 25-1 squad. Before we get to the sectional, what stands out when you went back and watched the film, not just to the district championship, but what did you see out of your team throughout the week?
Well, I just saw a bunch of guys that were excited for the opportunity to play in districts, knowing that it's the postseason. It's kind of the time that everybody's excited for, and you've been working all summer and you know, all winter for to take that opportunity and try to play your best basketball. And we knew it was going to be a tough test for us, and we just wanted to come in and try to play our best. And I thought our guys kind of came in with a business-like approach and took care of business.
How beneficial is it that this is a third straight sectional appearance? How much can that pay off for your boys experience wise?
Well, I think it's great, you know, for the guys that, you know, have been there multiple times and kind of know what to expect. And for the new guys, a new ride for them, new experience, and that they can learn and kind of ask questions from our older guys just on what to expect. And there's probably a comfort level for our younger guys too, just knowing that there's not really an uncertainty for the older guys, because they'll see the confidence with our seniors that they come into the game with, and you know, when your senior leadership and your coaches are confident on what to expect, you know, I think that trickles down and makes them feel a lot more comfortable about playing.
We're joined by Monroe City head coach Brock Idris. Pre-game tip-off against St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia, just moments away here on KTCM and CentralMoInfo.com. Not just the experience, but the environment. You took your boys to Keokuk for practice yesterday. They have a bit of a bigger facility to prepare them for Moberly Area Community College. How beneficial will it be that your boys have been through this environment before as well, and that you've got more shooters as well than you did a year ago?
Well, I think it'll definitely help, and we just wanted to, you know, take them somewhere kind of on a bus ride that's going to be similar to like going to Moberly and then playing or practicing on a court with a different background, so we can kind of get comfortable with that, because it is different at the high school level when, you know, you're playing in gyms where you have a wall right behind your basket, and then you go somewhere and it's just wide open. So just so our kids can kind of see that, and you know, I think that'll definitely help.
What can you tell us about St. Paul Lutheran?
Well, St. Paul's really a disciplined team, and they've got some tough skilled players. They've got a point guard that's, you know, I think their second leading scorer in school history, maybe over 1,800 points, and he can really move. He's athletic, he's quick, he can handle the basketball extremely well, created off the bounce for himself and for his teammates, and we're going to have to do a great job of trying to keep him in front of us. And they've got some size, they offensive rebound well, and they're surrounded by shooters. So, you know, fortunately, going through a tough district and a conference where we've played teams with with a lot of shooters and a lot of good guards. Hopefully that has prepared us for this game.
We're talking to Monroe City's Brock Idris, a pregame third straight 24-win season and district championship. What are the keys to this matchup?
Well, I think it's going to come down to us playing really our game, understanding what our opponent likes to do, what their strengths are, and their ability to get up and down in transition, shoot the basketball, you know, being able to contain their point guard, and then being able to play our game, really try to own the paint, you know, own the glass, really defend. I think that's something that our team this year more so, even though I felt like we've had good defensive teams in the past, I think we're only giving up almost 39 points a game on the season, and we take multiple charges a game. I think that's huge for us. If we can put forth that same defensive effort this next game and do what we do offensively by sharing the basketball and attacking and having shooter space ready to knock shots down, I think that's all going to help.
And before I let you go, since you're the first of two games, I imagine we've got a packed Monroe City crowd right now. Final words for the Monroe City community before we tip it off against St. Paul Lutheran.
Well, we're excited that, you know, not only our boys are playing in this game, but our girls are going to be there too. And so proud and thankful for the community, the way they showed up at Centralia for districts. You know, I would say half the gym, you know, at least was probably with Monroe City fans, and it was loud, and they were extremely supportive. So we're looking forward for the opportunity to have, you know, a lot of black and gold in the stands over at Moberly cheering us on, and hopefully they can root both the boys and girls on to the next game.
Monroe City head coach Brock Idris ahead of the sectionals against St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck and look forward to talking with you after the game.
We appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll see you then.
Welcome back to Moberly Area Community College. Eric Duick alongside Cam Thomas as we get set to begin from Moberly Area Community College. It is Monroe City and St. Paul Lutheran. The starters for Monroe City, C.E. Talton, Blake Hayes, Kalen Kendrick O'Brien, Bryce Stark, and Joshua Talton. For St. Paul Lutheran, Dominic Alisea, Vlado Vratenisic, Dob Andreich, Micah Lemons, and Elijah Mueller. We'll have the national anthem, and then we'll get ready for a tip-off here from Moberly Area Community College. We'll be back for tip-off in just a couple of minutes here on KTCM Madison. The St. Paul Lutheran starters are introduced at Mobile Area Community College. Eric Dewitt, Cam Thomas, number 10, St. Paul Lutheran, and number 4, Monroe City. St. Paul Lutheran out of the I-70 Conference, and number 4, Monroe City, 7-0, undefeated Clarence Cannon Conference champions for the first time since in 1994. And the one and only C.E. Talton has just been introduced, Cam, and we'll see what he's able to do on the big stage today.
Yeah, C.E. Talton, obviously, we know him from the covers that we've had throughout the season on the Monroe City Panthers. But, you know, one thing that C.E. Talton has to do is, that, of course, get off to a fast start, but be able to do multiple things on the floor tonight for Monroe City. Of course, we know he's a great scorer, averaging just below that 20-point-per-game clip. But also, he's got to be a good facilitator. Defensively, I think he has to set the tone as well, because he brings that element of senior leadership alongside Blake Hayes. And I think those two are really where it starts for Monroe City tonight.
Again, he's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Dewitt. As we are just moments away from tip-off here on KTCM Madison and CentralMoInfoa.com. We remind you that tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved, because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. St. Paul Lutheran in its road blacks with navy blue numbers, and Monroe City in its home whites with navy blue numbers and gold trim. Monroe City, back-to-back-to-back district champions and 24-game winners. St. Paul Lutheran, 25-1, number 10 in the state. Monroe City, left to right, in its home whites, navy numbers, gold trim. St. Paul Lutheran in the road blacks with a blue numbers and white trim. Jason Hannum throws it up, and we're underway in a Class 3 sectional from Mobile Area Community College. Panthers ball left to right. Far side, Joshua Talton, fresh off a 10-point district championship game as just a freshman. Straight away, Bryce Stark, named second team all-conference today. Left elbow jumper, C.E. Talton, front rim, rebound St. Paul Lutheran. Andreich outlets far side. The Saints into the front court for the first time today. Mueller dribbles right wing. He's their leading scorer. Hands off far side. Lemons, runner off glass, misses right. Rebound Kendrick O'Brien. Scoreless 42 seconds in. Stark shuffles left wing, drives middle, 8-footer, right rim. Rebound for Britt Tenisic.
Two quick jump shots from Monroe City out of the gate.
Mueller back the other way, side arms middle, kick out. Open three, Lemons, back rim, tipped around. Monroe City saves it inbounds. Panthers back with it left to right. Near wing Hayes. Drives, stops, kicks out. Up top, Stark fires left block. Kendrick O'Brien layup. Monroe on the board first.
That's a great find right there from Stark. You know he can shoot the three at times, but pump fakes it and feeds it down low to his big man.
He had 7-plus points in each of the three district games. Averages just 5 on the year. 2-0 Monroe, a minute and a half play. Lemons kicks out near side. Andrea choice for three, right rim. Rebound Monroe City. That's just the 6th three-point attempt of the year for Andreich. Stark off screen left. Shimmy's middle. Fade away. Front rim off left. Tip up. Misses right. C.E. Talton. Rebound for Tenisic. The sophomore from Montenegro into the front court. Right side, Mueller lobs middle. Andreich layup. Back at you. And we're tied at 2 and a late foul call. And of free throws for Andreich. 2 minutes in, tied at 2. That goes on Joshua Talton, his first.
You know, one of the guys I think is a big X factor for Monroe City is Dalton McAfee. A guy that's really physical on the interior, gives you a lot of good minutes if you're Brock Idris and company.
He checks in for the first time today. Kendrick O'Brien out as Andreich completes the three-point play. Monroe City down 3-2, 2 minutes in. Class 3 sectional. Monroe ball left to right. Far side, Zach Osborne. Over the head middle. Hewling chucks a 3 back rim. Rebound, St. Paul Lutheran. Near side, Lemons, a 4-year starter into the front court. Zach Osborne defends. In the middle, Andreich. Barrels right block. Layup blocked, McAfee. Rebound, Monroe City. Now let near side, Hayes. The state champion quarterback gallops right wing. Crosses over. Skips up top. And a slow reset for the Panthers. C.E. Talton looks back to head coach Brock Idris. Named Clarence Cannon Conference Coach of the Year today. Talton dribbles off screen right. Near corner, Hayes. Dribbles near wing. Flips up top. Far side, Buehlig now. Monroe City patient against the 2-3 matchup. Straightaway 3, Osborne misses right. Loose near side, rebound Lemons. St. Paul ball right to left. Bounce pass left block, layup Andreas, bottom of the rim, offensive rebound. It stays St. Paul, but out of bounds in the far corner. And possession back to Monroe City. 4:54, third quarter in a 3-2 deficit.
You wouldn't necessarily call this first 3 minutes or so sloppy, but you would say that both teams not really getting into their groove offensively. I think Monroe City definitely wants to slow it down a little bit and let Talton take over at the point.
Near wing 3 for Talton. Back rim, high bounce. Rebound Andreas. Outlet far side, Lemons. St. Paul Lutheran into the front court. Near side, Alisea pumps. Euro step runner. Well, long offensive rebound and follow for Andreas. And C.E. Talton down, grabs his right ankle. That is the last thing Monroe wants to see. 5-2 St. Paul Lutheran, 4:30 first quarter. We'll take a timeout. C.E. Talton down for Monroe City. 4:33 fourth quarter, 5-2 the lead for St. Paul Lutheran. Near side, Hayes kicks out. Left wing, Osborne drives middle. Kick out, Stark elevates and grabs. Dribbles right elbow. Another kick out. Near wing, Osborne. Jump stop. Another kick out. Near wing 3, Stark. Jump shot, left rim. Rebound, Andreich. C.E. Talton helped off the floor there. Did not put any weight on his right ankle.
And that's a tough loss for Monroe City, but they know that they've got to continue to play hard.
He's an All-Stater, back-to-back Crest All-Star. Right wing 3 for Lemons, short, tipped up, far side. Lemons grabs, stays St. Paul Lutheran. Near wing Alisea, left block, layup block, Stark, rebound Monroe City. Stark scurries front court, crosses over, bounce pass, left block, Osborne, layup, lot of contact, no call, kick out. Stark pumps left side. Near wing Buehlig. Monroe City patient against the 2-3. 3:20, first quarter, 5-2, St. Paul Lutheran. Near wing Hayes, sidesteps, shovels far side, out of bounds, possession back to St. Paul Lutheran.
And I think here, Eric, is where the transition game becomes so much more important for Monroe City. Well, you don't have your leading scorer in, you don't have the guy who's usually getting things going offensively for you. You've got to find kind of a kink in the armor for St. Paul Lutheran, and I think it could be the transition game, getting out in transition, getting those easy buckets.
St. Paul Lutheran ball right to left. Joshua Talton back in for Monroe City. Free throw line, Andreas. Scoops right corner and hands out. 5-2 the lead for the Saints. Far side, Griffith in for the first time. Steps back right corner. 2:38 first quarter. Near wing three, Lemons, buckets. 8-2 St. Paul Lutheran. 2:30 fourth quarter. And we have a Monroe City 30-second timeout. 8-2 St. Paul Lutheran. 2:22 first quarter on 4097 and CentralMoInfo.com. Two Monroe City trails, 2:22 first quarter in a Class 3 sectional on regional radio. C.E. Talton still out right now with an ankle injury. They're looking at it, taping it back up. Monroe City ball left to right. 2:21 first quarter, 8-2 it trails. Left wing three, Joshua Talton rattles in.
Well, you don't have C.E., you do have Joshua Talton. And even though he's a freshman, he's a guy that has shown that he can score on the big stage.
8-5, St. Paul Lutheran. Right to left, Class 3 sectionals. Near side handoff. Griffith, battle defense man-to-man. Another handoff near mid-floor. Mueller throws a small elbow. Play resumes. Far side Mueller in a 51st quarter. And a blocking foul called on battle.
I do like the energy from battle out of the timeout. I think it kind of can kickstart some things for Monroe City, show that they need to maybe do a better job on the defensive end, closing lanes, not letting those gaps open for the Saints.
Who have a baseline inbound. Knocked out of bounds, and possession stays St. Paul Lutheran. Minute 47, first quarter, 8-5, St. Paul Lutheran lead.
And without C.E. Talton, those are the little things like that that matter, getting in passing lanes, not letting easy inbounds come in.
Yeah, you got to be that much better defensively. Near corner, catch and shoot three. Griffith, short offensive rebound. Andreas back up and in. 10-5 St. Paul Lutheran. A team that averages 62 points per game. Minute 30, first quarter, Monroe City down 10-5 with the ball left to right. Near elbow kick out. Far side, Josh Talton scoops left corner. Battle for three, left rim. High bounce and an over-the-back call on Kendrick O'Brien. Possession back to St. Paul Lutheran.
Not a bad possession there from Monroe City. I don't think necessarily that's battle shot, that 3-point in the corner, but I think make a couple more passes, a couple more touch passes, try to go to the interior, may have a better shot for an easy bucket.
Antoine battle with some light pressure in the backcourt. Far side, Elijah Mueller slings it near side. Andreas backs down, kick out. Far side, Lemons off screen left. Stops middle, another kick out too strong, back to Monroe City.
One thing that Monroe City is forcing the Saints to do is spread the floor a little bit more. They're starting to double on ball, which I think is creating some issues for the Saints who are trying to get open 3-point looks.
After the turnover, possession back to Monroe City. Far side, Bryce Stark. Pitch and catch on the perimeter against a 2-3 matchup. Left side, Stark shovels up top. Hayes for three, can't bank it home. Knocked around. Offensive rebound. Joshua Talton, jump stop, right block, blocking foul. Bucket waved off. But possession stays with Monroe City. Blake Hayes to inbound baseline after the foul on Andreas. Baseline inbound, Blake Hayes. Throws near wing. Josh Talton pumps. Drives right block. Scoops left block. Layup Kendrick O'Brien blocked out of bounds, but a foul called on Vertenisic and free throws. Monroe's still hanging around, though, without CE right now. If you can cut this to three, hopefully get him back in the second.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is on both ends of the floor, the Saints don't necessarily look comfortable, and neither does Monroe City. So I think both teams right now still trying to find their groove offensively. I think defensively both teams are showing some energy, affecting passing lanes, trying to pressure ball. So I think defensively both of these teams are showing a lot of energy. I just think offensively neither one of the teams are really getting in the groove just yet.
Kendrick O'Brien made the first. One more ahead. His second is true. 10-7 St. Paul Lutheran. 28 seconds first quarter. Saints right to left. Far side knocked out of bounds. Possession stays with St. Paul Lutheran. C.E. Talton back on the bench for Monroe City. Maybe he'll try and give this a go. Inbound into the backcourt. 24 seconds first quarter. Mueller behind the back. Creates space. Right block. Kick out. It's taken. Joshua Talton accelerates. Left side. Stutters. Left block. Layup off glass. Too strong. Rebound Lutheran with 8 seconds first quarter. St. Paul into the front court. And now a gimp for Josh Talton. Right block. Layup. Bottom of the rim. And the quarter concludes. But Joshua Talton is a big gimpy for Monroe City on the right angle. We'll step aside, come back, second quarter next, as it is 10-7, St. Paul Lutheran on Glory 97. St. Paul Lutheran possession, right to left to open the second quarter in the Class 3 sectionals on Glory 97. 10-7, Lutheran leads as C.E. Talton back into the game for Monroe City. He went down with a right ankle injury a couple minutes in. Mueller straight away between the legs. Osborne defends. Near wing handoff, Alisea. Back for Mueller near side. Their leading scorer at 15 a game. Zigzags, middle out of control, but a foul called on the floor. Patrick Remus says that's on Zach Osborne. Mueller inbounds baseline. Near wing catch Andreas. Back Mueller, who pumps. Circles middle. Kick out. Right corner three for a Tenisic right rim. High rebound. Monroe City ball left to right. Osborne gallops front court. Bounce pass. Left block. Hayes on the floor. Hands it back to Osborne. Tie up. And Saints possession right to left. Huge, though, to have CE back in the game for Monroe.
It is, but it looks like he is a little ginger on that leg trying to test it out right now. So I think one thing that the Saints are going to try to do is maybe attack him on the offensive end, try to get him involved defensively a little bit to see how much he can really do, and then they can get a gauge for what they can do offensively.
He's got 1,875 career points. Mueller gets a breather. Justin Griffith in for St. Paul Lutheran. Inbound into the backcourt for Alisea, who hands off Griffith. Brock Idris said they want to pressure Griffith when he's in. They don't think he's comfortable going to his left. Over the shoulder, short shot misses for Vratenisic out of bounds and back to Monroe City. 10-7, St. Paul Lutheran, a minute into the second. Three sectionals.
It's a great job on the defensive end by Bulig right there, forcing the ball out of the hands of Vratenisic.
Bulig stands at the block right now. Monroe City ball left to right. Left wing battle. Near wing Talton. Pitch and catch, and Talton noticeably ginger. Up top, Battle throws near corner. Bulig for three. Can't tie it up. Out of bounds baseline. Stays with Monroe City.
It's a tough call right there for St. Paul. I thought I saw C.E. Talton's hand last touch it.
Well, it's Monroe City ball underneath. Down 10-7, 6:38 first half. Class 3 sectionals. The winner has the St. Michael Maryville victor Saturday. Play Kays, baseline inbound. Lobs up top, Stark catches it. Steps into a right wing three, can't tie it up. Rebound Lemons. Saints ball right to left. And the road blacks, blue numbers, white trim. Near wing Alisea. Pops left block, Andreich. The Serbian backs down over the shoulder, misses left. Rebound Stark.
Great idea there offensively. Slow it down for the Saints. Try to get something inside.
Hayes left block, reverse layup, blocked, rebound Saints. 10-7 St. Paul Lutheran, 2 minutes into the second. Lemons far side, tipped around. Hayes pokes it loose, but it stays with the Saints. Andreich knives middle. Near wing three for a tennis, Sitch bottoms.
Space the floor and an open shot. Great job by the Saints right here, up six. Very low scoring affair in the early going, but when they have had open shots, been a good job, done a good job of putting them down.
13-7 St. Paul Lutheran. 5:30 first half. Up top, Talton. Step back, three-pointer, too strong. Rebound Alisea. Talton still scoreless, and Gimpy on that right ankle. Named the Clarence Cannon Conference Player of the Year today. He helps trap up top. Near side, Alisea. Left corner, sidearms middle. Andreich backs down. Black knee sleeves. Runner blocked. Rebound Monroe City. Outlet far side Hayes. Kick out left corner. Battle bobbles. Tosses middle. Stark left block. Tried to bounce it right block for Kendrick O'Brien, but out of bounds. Possession stays with Monroe City. Ethan Lentbauer in. Blake Hayes out. Elijah Mueller back in for St. Paul Lutheran, and Alisea out.
I like this move to get Lembauer in. We know how deadly he can be from beyond the three-point line if he gets hot.
81% of his shots are from three-point. Near corner, Lembauer tries the three on cue. Too strong offensive board at the right block. Stays Monroe City. 4:50 first half, 13-7 St. Paul Lutheran. Monroe City 24-4. Left corner, Lembauer pump. Sidearms middle. C.E. Talton shimmies right side, steps into a jumper. There it is. C.E. Talton. 13-9 St. Paul Lutheran. Right to left, 4.5 first half. Mueller runner right rim, but a foul called. How good, though, to see C.E. get that first bucket. That's got to be so encouraging for that Monroe bench.
It's a good thing to see him get his first bucket, but I think one thing that Brock Idris is going to have to do, and one thing he may have to wait until halftime to do, is really think about some plays to draw up to get Talton open. You can't let him work off the dribble too much with that sore right ankle. I think a lot of screening action is going to work, a lot of catch and shoot opportunities for CE in the second half, try to get some more offensive production out of it.
Mueller makes the first free throw after Battle's second foul.
The other thing to think about, Eric, is what about Joshua? He's getting taped up right now, or actually he's back on the bench now, he's going to head into this game. So that's good to see from Monroe City.
Joshua Talton, CE's younger brother. He's a twin with Josiah, who's a deep reserve. Second free throw misses. Monroe rebound, down 14-9, 4:20 first half. Battle stays in with two fouls. And he works it up. His point guard, Talton, off the ball with the ankle issue right now. Stark off screen right. Kick out. Near wing three, Battle, right rim. Offensive board, Stark. Right block. Kick out. Far side, Talton hoists for three, back-to-back.
Even an injured C.E. Talton gets the job done.
1,880 career points. 14-12, Lutheran, and a steal, Stark. Struts front court, stops up top. Dances middle, right block, bounce pass. Kendrick O'Brien on the baseline, layup, ball tied. And St. Paul Lutheran wants a timeout. 14-all, 3:37, first half in the Class 3 sectionals on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. tied at 14, 3:37. First half, St. Paul Lutheran possession right to left. We were just talking off the air, Cam. What a year for C.E. Talton, and so impressive to come back in a gym where he might play his future ball. He's attracted a lot of interest from the JUCO Power Mobile Area Community College.
Absolutely, and I think it's good to see him get his first couple of shots and drain those. They're important shots for Monroe City.
And younger brother Joshua with a steal. Only Central Community College also interested. They're nationally ranked at 22. Near corner, Hayes, the state champion quarterback, zigzags right block. Bounce pass. Left block. Layup, Kendrick O'Brien, swatted from behind. Rebound, Lutheran. Mueller into the front court, the second leading scorer in Saints history, behind his uncle, All-Stater Josh Dahlke, a 1994 graduate. Up top, Griffin. Sidesteps near wing. Gretenisic pumps. Backs down at 6'7". Ball fake over the shoulder, short, and an over-the-back called on Gretenisic. That's his second.
You know, they're really doing a good job of not allowing the big man down low to really get a lot of good looks. I mean, whether it's McAfee down low, who really hasn't played all that much tonight, but I think, you know, Kendrick O'Brien's doing a really good job of front-facing his defender, not allowing him to back him down and be so forceful on the offensive end. Great job defensively with Monroe City.
Who has possession left to right, 2:40 first half, tied at 14. Near elbow, Kendrick O'Brien, hands off start. Named second team all-conference today. Averaged 9 points, 6.5 rebounds in league play. But at his best on the defensive end. Left side, Hayes, left block, layup, right rim, tipped up, C.E. Talton back in. Guess that ankle's not too bad on the elevation.
Yeah, I mean, good job there to just mop up the mess.
16-14 Monroe, 2:10 first half. Mueller, ball fake, hands off, and a blocking foul call on Joshua Talton. That's his second. So Mueller at the line for the 1-1 for St. Paul Lutheran. I mentioned his uncle, his father, Jim, also coached the program for 10 years as he swishes the free throw. .208 first half, 16-15 Monroe leads. Mueller, black socks, gray shoes, ties it up. .16 all, .208 first down. Monroe City possession, left to right. C.E. Talton walks it up the floor. Tape on the right ankle after the injury. He zigzags off screen right, draws a foul. That's just 14 fouls on St. Paul Lutheran.
I think one thing that C.E. is doing now is just getting used to playing with that injury. And sometimes guys won't even think about it. They won't even look down and remember that they got the tape on the right ankle. They'll just play through it, and I think that's what he's doing now. Same thing for Joshua.
Micah Lemons defends him. He just committed a foul. Brock Idris calls slice. Named Clarence Cannon Conference Coach of the Year today for the first time in his 8-year career. Near wing start. Holds left hip. Talton cuts up top and grabs. Chucks for three, back rim. Rebound St. Paul Lutheran. 16 all, minute 35, first half. Class 3 sectionals. Mueller right to left. Dribbles off screen right. Side steps. Three pointer. Bottoms. High arcing. 19-16 St. Paul Lutheran. Minute 20, first half. Left wing Josh Talton. Dribbles up top, one hand's near side. Talton ball fake, another three-pointer, too strong. Rebound St. Paul Lutheran. 19-16, the Saints lead. Minute first half. Up top, Aaron Kirby into the game. Sidearm middle, Alisea bobbles. Crosses over, left elbow kick out, offensive foul, illegal screen off the ball. And that's on Alisea.
You know, that's one thing that Monroe City works on in warm-ups, the ability to take that charge right there on the interior. They do that all the time, and I think when you think about things in practice or things in pregame warm-ups correlating the games, right there. Great job by Kendrick O'Brien of applying it into a game.
Monroe City ball left to right, 19-16 it trails, 40 seconds first half. Talton up top, dribbles off screen left, over the head far corner. Lendauer ball fake, reset middle. Josh Talton drives, left block, runner off glass, misses right. Tipped around, out of bounds near side, and possession stays with Monroe City. 27 seconds first half, 19-16 St. Paul Lutheran. Hold for one shot here, Cam?
I would. Give yourself some momentum heading into the half.
CE takes possession, 22 seconds first half. Far side start. Dribbles middle with 12 seconds first half. Near corner, Lendauer, back start. Right wing, three too strong. Rebound for Tennessee, 6 seconds first half. Mueller near side with three outlets, right block, layup, Griffith too easy. And the half concludes. 21-16, St. Paul Lutheran leads at the half. Up next, we'll run through the first half numbers, get some thoughts on the girls' contest. Coming up on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
We'll run through some first half numbers here on KTCM Madison. Joshua Talton has 3-4 Monroe City. CE Talton with 7. Kalen Kendrick O'Brien with 6. St. Paul Lutheran, 7 from Dob Andrejic and 3 for Micah Lemon. 6 for Elijah Mueller, 2 for Justin Griffith. The broadcast brought to you by Monroe City Manor Care Center, LaRue Insurance Agency, Roby Building Supply, Monroe City R1 School District, ANS Printing, Farmers Elevator and Exchange, J.C. Edel and Truck Parts, Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, all of Monroe City. St. Paul Lutheran after the first, now 21-16 it leads. Very quiet offensive first half. Coming up next, we will get into some keys to the second half here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. trails St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia on Glory 97. Get this, Cam. St. Michael trailed Maryville by 17 at the half, outscored Maryville by 20 in the third quarter. What were your thoughts on that first half?
Well, I thought that, it was tough to see Monroe City come down with that a tough injury to see Talton, but I think they clawed back, and in the end, I think they're in a good place, down five right now. It could be a lot worse. I think one thing that St. Paul Lutheran did towards the end of that second quarter was kind of expand the floor a little bit, caught Monroe City off guard on that last possession, getting that two, that easy bucket to finish the half. But, you know, I think the Saints are doing a good job spacing the floor on the offensive end defensively. I think both teams have a lot of energy. I think Monroe City, specifically offensively, have to take a lot better shots. And I think they've got to get better in the half-court set because they know that CE may not have everything with his legs right now. Same thing with Joshua. So I think they're going to have to be a little bit more creative on the offensive end. I think that starts with Brock Idris, and I'm sure he did some talking and they did some strategizing in the locker room at halftime.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duick. We will have a second half inbound coming up in just a moment here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Let's see if this works.
Can you hear it? All good. I just asked him three questions, and I figured that would have made 2 minutes. So it did. I didn't know how much time they were going to give us in between games, too.
Two here, by the way. My bad. No, I thought you were coming back.
Both teams were sitting out their original starting lineups for the Saints.
That was not 2 minutes. You're fine.
Andrej.
No worries.
For the Panthers, C.E. Coffin, Hayes, Joshua Coffin, Caitlin Kendrick O'Brien, and Rice Starter.
Start of the second half on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. St. Paul Lutheran leads Monroe City 21-16 in the Class 3 sectionals at Mobile Area Community College. Monroe City possession, right to left, home whites, blue numbers, gold trim. Cam, what do you want to see from C.E. Talton in this second half after he came back from injury with 7 in that first half?
Well, what I want to see from him is, you know, continuing to try to do things offensively. I think he's got to be smarter, try to give the ball to his teammates a little bit more, get off screens to get open shots so he doesn't have to work so hard on that sore ankle.
His right ankle, he's off the ball right now. Far side, Joshua Talton, left hands up top. Stark pumps. Near wing, Kendrick O'Brien. Reset. Stark straight away. Almost 30 seconds into the second half. 21-16, St. Paul Lutheran. Monroe City patient. Near wing, Blake Hayes. Shovels up top. 2-3 matchup zone for St. Paul Lutheran. Right wing start. Kick out. Kendrick O'Brien scoops up top. Into the middle, C.E. Talton. Near elbow. Hands out. Hayes drives left block. Layup off glass. Drops home.
I think that's one of the things that Rocky just did right there. He brought C.E. Talton to the free throw line so that players could curl around him, bring the center of the attention to the middle of the floor, and then you can disperse out.
Monroe City on the defensive end. Near side, Lemons into the near corner. Right wing for a 10-6 with two fouls. Ball fake. Barrels left side. Bobbles. Flips out. Alisea. He tosses middle. Andreich, right elbow. The Serbian backs down. Dribbles left wing and a reset. Minute and a half into the second half. 21-18 St. Paul Lutheran. Far side for Tenisic. Near wing Mueller. Hayes defends. Bit of a weave play here. Near elbow jumper, Lemons through.
Wow, that's a really good shot from Lemons. Hanging and banging right there. I mean, not an easy off-balance shot right there.
Four-year starter, 825 career points. Right side, Hayes attacks, stops, flips out. Straightaway three, Joshua Talton, right rim, rebound Lemons. 23-18, St. Paul Lutheran, 2 minutes into the third. The winner has the St. Michael Maryville winner Saturday at Lee's Summit. Far side, Alisea, bounce pass, left block, tipped and taken. Monroe ball right to left. Kendrick O'Brien with the reach around. Stark barrels left block, fall away, front rim. Rebound, St. Paul Lutheran.
Well, Stark's going to take that on the interior. He's got to be stronger with it.
Left corner, open three, Alisea can't drill it. Rebound, Joshua Talton, great box out. The freshman into the front court. He scored 10 in the district finals Saturday at Centralia. Far side, Bryce Stark. Dribbles off screen left. Left elbow jumper, right rim. Tipped out of bounds baseline, and possession remains with Monroe.
Yeah, Stark hasn't had the shot so far tonight. And, you know, those are usually the shots that he makes, those pull-up jumpers from the key or even having the opportunity to make the occasional three. Stark just hasn't had it on the offensive end. But defensively, we've seen him make a couple of blocks, cut some passing lanes. I think
Monroe City ball right to left, 23-18 it trails, 3 minutes into the third. Last three sectionals at Mobile Area Community College. Near wing, C.E. Talton. Attack, step back, jumper, rattles home.
I think one thing that Monroe City as a unit right now offensively is doing is they're being a little bit tentative. You see on the inbound on that last play, Limbauer had a wide open look at a three, should have taken it there. They've got to be able to still be confident even though C.E. doesn't have it all the way.
Runner for Ed Tennyson's front rim drops. 25-20 St. Paul Lutheran. 4:30 third quarter. Free throw line jumper. Kendrick O'Brien long. Rebound Andreich. St. Paul Lutheran left to right. Left wing three. Lemons. Front rim. Rebound for Tennessee. Backs down at the right block on Kendrick O'Brien and kicks out.
Here's where you attack middle right here if you're St. Paul Lutheran. You have a supreme height advantage right now with Monroe City going small.
Near wing Lemons. The Tennessee 6'7", Andreas 6'5", steals C.E. Talton and draws a foul, and that's three on for Tennessee.
That's big right there. He's been good inside. He hasn't been what you would think he would be scoring-wise, but, you know, he's definitely altered shots, and offensively I think his presence is known.
He's a sophomore transfer from Montenegro. St. Paul Lutheran, a boarding school, about 100 international students, about 12 states represented. Right elbow jumper, C.E. pops out. Rebound Mueller. St. Paul Lutheran basketball, 25-20 its lead, 3:40 third quarter. Andreich straight away, chest pass middle. Mueller knives and draws a foul. That is the first on Hewlett. Antoine Battle to come in. Bryce Stark as well. Zach Osborne out. Blake Hayes in. And Hewlett out. Len Bauer leaves as well. C.E. Talton, Antoine Battle, Blake Hayes, Kalen Kendrick O'Brien, Bryce Stark to five from Monroe City. Inbound into the backcourt. Mueller catches. 25-20 St. Paul Lutheran. 3:30 third quarter. Saints ball left to right. The class three sectionals. Up top, Mueller. Drives right block. Hands off. Free throw line jumper. Andreich too strong. Rebound far side. Battle jumps on it. Now a tie-up. And a jump ball call. And possession stays with St. Paul Lutheran.
That's a call that could have really went either way as far as a foul call early, because Battle was stuck underneath two other players who were actually going for the ball. Right call by the officials, though.
Possession stays with St. Paul Lutheran on the arrow. Inbound far side, Elijah Mueller. 3:13, third quarter, 25-20, St. Paul Lutheran. Saints ball left to right. Lob middle for Tenisic. Fakes a handoff. Now hands off middle, Mueller. Bounce pass right side. Kick out. Near wing, Lemons. Left side three, Griffith front rim, drops home.
That's a good roll right there. Up eight now, largest lead for St. Paul Lutheran. Warrants a timeout from Monroe City.
28-20, St. Paul Lutheran, 2:47, third quarter on Glory 97 and CentralInfo.com. It's a full timeout on regional radio. Monroe City trails St. Paul Lutheran, 2:47, third quarter. Monroe City ball right to left in the home whites, blue numbers, gold trim. Last three sectional, Stark stutters up top. Runner, left rim, but a foul called and free throws. He's got to get something going right now, Cam.
He does, and I think it starts at the free throw line. You get a couple easy buckets. Something to see the ball go through the net, I think, is important for Stark, because with Seed Talton and Joshua Talton not at 100% right now, he's got to step up as a guy that can score.
That's just his first point. He had four in the district championship. He was scoreless in the district semifinal. His second free throw true. 28-22 St. Paul Lutheran. Possession left to right, 2:35, third quarter in the Class 3 sectionals. Griffith in the middle. Hands out Mueller, second leading scorer in Saints history. Pops it middle, tipped around, stays Lutheran. Bounce pass, left block, layup on Andreas, falls in. 30-22 Saints. Right corner three, Hayes. Left rim, offensive board, Josh Dalton. Stays Monroe, out of bounds, back to St. Paul Lutheran.
That's a tough break right there from Monroe City. Joshua Talton just trying to go for a rebound right there. I think they're doing the right thing, though, trying to force the Saints to be athletic, because they do have that advantage. Monroe City way more athletic than the St. Paul Lutheran team.
They pressure and get a steal. C.E. scurries middle. Right block, layup, right rim, but a foul called and free throws. 30-22, St. Paul Lutheran, minute 58, third quarter.
I think that's really what the difference is going to be late in the fourth quarter, when Monroe City is able to get some turnovers. If they're able to get turnovers, they can really force the Saints to try to get out in transition. And then I think that's where they don't really have a chance, because Monroe City is just so much more athletic.
C.E. Talton now with 1,885 career points. He cuts it to seven with that first make. His uncle Jermaine, a 2,000-point scorer for the state teams in the 1990s. C.E. gets the second. His father, Ed, an assistant. Steal. Josh Talton, right block. Layup in.
Four-court pressure is really working for Monroe City right now.
Outlet, St. Paul Lutheran. Right block, layup, Lemons. Back at you. 32-26 Lutheran. Minute 40, third quarter. Right corner, Hayes. Steps back, passes middle. Stark, right block, layup. Good to foul.
What a play right there from Stark. Started out on the right block. Pump fakes, goes around with the left hand, able to get it off the glass to kiss it in. Then he gets a chance to go to the line for one more. This is big. Make this free throw. You cut it to a one-possession game.
Sub Zach Osborne in for Monroe City. Joshua Talton, CE's younger brother, checks out. 32-28, St. Paul Lutheran, minute 31, third quarter.
Really surprised that we haven't seen more Dalton McAfee tonight.
He's off the floor right now as Stark completes the three-point play. Monroe City pressures. 32-29, it trails, minute 30, third quarter. The winner has the St. Michael Maryville winner Saturday at Lee Summit. Mueller straight away. Chest pass far side, tipped out of bounds, but stays with St. Paul Lutheran.
And the reason I say that, Eric, is because of the size of St. Paul Lutheran. You think about Monroe City, they have a really good guard play, but with Dalton McAfee, he could really provide some physicality on the interior.
And down into the backcourt, Justin Griffin. Bangs front court. Hands off Lemons, kicked into the backcourt. They say it's tipped, and Lutheran keeps possession. And a blocking foul near side. It's on Hayes. The ball was tipped, but it was by a Lutheran player, is Brock Idris' argument. Ryan Lukianoff tells Brock Idris not his call. He didn't see it. Micah Lemons, a four-year starter, inbounds backcourt for Elijah Mueller. 32-29, St. Paul Lutheran, minute 05, third quarter. Mueller rolls near side for Bratenesic. Stark defends. Reset up top, Lemons. Attacks left. Passes right block. Layup on Drake. Two and a foul. He's into double figures with 11. 34-29, St. Paul Lutheran. Stark checks in. Osborne as well. Bulig and Joshua Talton in. Andreich can make this a six-point game. 53 seconds, third quarter. Andreich, his second year at St. Paul Lutheran, a transfer from Serbia, completes the three-point play. 35-29, St. Paul Lutheran, 48 seconds, third quarter. Monroe basketball, right to left. Near side, Josh Talton, over the head middle. Kendrick O'Brien, near elbow, back door, C.E. Talton, left block, foul called, and free throws.
And those are some of the things we talked about at the halftime, was creating for C.E. right there. Great give and go for a backdoor cut. Allows him to kind of get off ball a little bit and not have to put so much pressure on himself.
Third foul on for Tenisic. C.E. Talton makes the free throw. 35-30, St. Paul Lutheran. For Tenisic out, Griffith back in. C.E. Talton second through. Zach Osborne comes in, Joshua Talton leaves. Monroe City still ready to pressure. 35-31, it trails, 38 seconds, third quarter. Andreich near side. Slithers front court. Chest pass far side, Mueller. Ball fake. Rolls near side, Andreich. It's tipped, stays Lutheran. 35-31, it leads, 20 seconds, third quarter. Mueller straight away, Osborne on him. Screen right, 13 seconds, third quarter. Mueller near wing. Bulik defends. Mueller opposite the screen. Runner with six. Pops out. Loose far side. Saved inbounds to Monroe with two. One. And the quarter ends. 35-31. St. Paul Lutheran in the Class 3 sectionals on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. 35-31, St. Paul Lutheran lead. Start of the fourth quarter in the Class 3 sectionals on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. Monroe City ball, right to left, home wide, blue numbers, gold trim. Mobley Area Community College, C.E. Talton straight away. Kendrick O'Brien cuts and catches right elbow. Hands back C.E., the All-Stater drives, 10-footer, swish.
So great off the give and go. Almost golden from anywhere on the floor. C.E. Talton keeping his chances alive.
And a steal for Bryce Stark. Monroe ball again. C.E. 1,900 career points on the dot. Stark accelerates, kick out. Right corner three, Josh Talton, bullseye! Monroe City back in front.
We talked about the transition game, the athleticism of Monroe City. It's showing right here. Now the Saints need to really show that mismatch on the inside. They have the strength with the height.
Mueller drives, draws a foul. That is four on Monroe City. 36-35, it leads 7-12, fourth quarter. How about that from the All-Stater's younger brother, Joshua? He scores 10 points, freshman starter in the district championship, biggest shot of the night.
Oh, that's a huge shot, especially when he hasn't been hitting those shots throughout the game. He's had a little bit of an ankle injury, too. Way to step up.
Yeah, CE left in the first quarter, Joshua left in the second, both with right ankle injuries, both back in. Near side, Mueller, hands off Lemons, 2 4-year starters. Andreas barrels, right block, layup, rattles out. Rebound Stark, and he draws a foul. 36-35 Monroe, a minute into the fourth.
Although they couldn't get the bucket there, great job on Drayage of exploiting the mismatch that he has inside. I mean, Andreage and Vertinovich, two guys that, you know, really just tower over everybody else. They can catch and shoot at any point.
Vrtenisic from Montenegro, Andreic from Serbia. Two transfers to the boarding school in Concordia. Up top, Hayes, bump, swings right side. Stark, right hip, backs out. Minute 20 into the fourth, 36-35 Monroe. Stark zigzags straight away. Passes right corner, Hayes for three, left rim, offensive board, Josh Talton. Back up, two.
Talton's got some guts. Go over two guys, 6'7", another one at 6'6". That's guts from the freshman right there. Exactly what Monroe City needed right there.
38-35 it leads, 6:21, fourth quarter. 30-second timeout, St. Paul Lutheran on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. The Talton brothers putting on a show at Monroe at Moberly Area Community College as Monroe City leads St. Paul Lutheran 38-35, a minute 40 into the fourth. Left side three, Lemons for the tie, back rim, high rebound Hayes. Monroe City ball, near side C.E. Talton.
And now Monroe City is going to be smart. They're going to slow it down, play with the lead, and let C.E. go to work.
He dribbles one-on-one with Lemons, 2 4-year starters. Near side, Joshua Talton. Over the head, middle, Kendrick O'Brien. Back near side, Hayes. The state champion quarterback fires middle, tipped in, intercepted. Lutheran into the front court. Mueller bobbles, attacks, left block, layup, deuce.
That's a bad pass by Hayes. He's got to know better, being a senior. Can't make that pass right there, especially into the defense. Gives up an easy two on the other end. Now you're only up one.
38-37 Monroe, 5.5 to play. Three up top for Bulick, right rim, offensive board. Kendrick O'Brien kick out. Hayes rolls near side. Into the near corner, C.E. Talton. Tape on the left wrist, passes to brother Joshua. Jersey untucked. Monroe City right to left. Near wing, Hayes. Up top, Talton dribbles left elbow. Runner, back rim. Rebound for Tennessee.
Talton wanted a foul call there. Thought he may have gotten hit on that right hand.
St. Paul Lutheran basketball left to right. Road blacks, blue numbers, white trim. 3 minutes into the fourth, down 38-37. Mueller stops right wing, hesitates. Second leading scorer in school history, gives Lemons. Up top, Andreich twists. Hands off left block, layup for Tennessee, and St. Paul Lutheran back in front.
And they can just go back and forth inside right there. They can just toy with the defense and get easy buckets just because of the size advantage.
For Tennessee, had a team-high 17 in the district championship win. 39-38, St. Paul Lutheran. 4:30 fourth quarter. Right block intercepted again. St. Paul Lutheran left to right. Victors of 25 straight. Only one of them decided by single figures. And timeout for St. Paul Lutheran again. 4:14 to play. Full timeout, 39-38. St. Paul Lutheran leads Monroe City in the Class 3 sectionals on Glory 97.
Hayes is making some really bad mistakes.
39-38, St. Paul Lutheran leads Monroe City. 4:14, fourth quarter, Mobley Area Community College, Class 3 sectionals. Neighbor Randolph County, Cairo just defeated Iberia 76-70 in a Class 2 sectional. Inbound near side, St. Paul Lutheran. Andreich right wing. Ball fake. Hands off Mueller. St. Paul Lutheran left to right. For Tennessee, wide open right block, but it's Andreich's left elbow. That opening closes. Mueller left corner. Drive, spins, layup, pretty.
Great, great move right there to get around the defender.
Talton dances, middle, up in, under, answers.
My goodness.
41-40, St. Paul Lutheran. 3:35 to go. Far side, Mueller trapped. Shovels middle. Saints into the front court. Near wing, Lemons. Scoops out. Mueller left wing three. High arc front rim. Offensive board, Andreich. Shenny draws a foul from behind. That's five on Monroe City. It's on Bryce Stark. Blake Hayes checks in for Monroe City. Ethan Lembauer departs. 41-40, St. Paul Lutheran, a 3:21 fourth quarter. Near wing, Griffin drives and draws a foul. Will this be in the act or on the floor? It's in the act. And it's on Stark again. So two shots for Justin Griffin, a 55% shooter. And he's short on the first. The second for Griffith on that. 42-40, Monroe City's deficit, 3:15 fourth quarter. Far side Haynes. Near wing, Bryce Stark. Monroe City back-to-back-to-back district champions of steel. Gretenicic right block, finger rolls it through.
Monroe City has made some really bad mistakes here down the stretch on the offensive end. Got to be smarter and crisper with the passes.
Right corner, Hayes open for three, left rim. Offensive rebound, Josh Talton. It's still loose, tie up. And a jump ball call. In possession is St. Paul Lutheran. And a full timeout for Monroe City, who trails 44-40, 2:46 to play on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. To 40, Monroe City trails St. Paul Lutheran, 2:46 to play. Class 3 sectionals. Andreich to inbound baseline. Monroe City full court pressure. Into the backcourt, Lemons. Hayes on him. Lemons shoulders into the front court. Twist middle. Hands off Mueller. Bit of a mix up. Now Monroe City realigns. 2:30 to play. Andreich, right block. Layup too strong. Offensive board foul over. Tenisic misses. Huge break for Monroe with the rebound. 2:20 to play. Down 4. Talton, right wing. Side steps. Kick out. Hayes, right elbow. Back Talton, right wing. Inside, outside dribble. Kick out. Right corner, Hayes. Drives. 2:05, fourth quarter. Monroe down 4. Near wing, C.E. Talton. It's his show. Left block, layup good.
Give him any inch, he's going to take a mile.
44-42, St. Paul Lutheran, minute 50 left. And a timeout for St. Paul Lutheran before the foul. 44-42, St. Paul Lutheran leads, minute 50 to go. What do you want to see here if you're St. Paul Lutheran?
Well, if I'm St. Paul Lutheran, I think I keep attacking the middle. I mean, Hrtinovic and Andreich have been so good inside playing the two-man game and just going back and forth with each other. Monroe City has decided to go with the smaller look, the guard look. They haven't really played Dalton McAfee a lot, which I was surprised you wouldn't see more of him, to try to go with the two big men down low with McAfee and then Kendrick O'Brien. But O'Brien's done a pretty good job on the interior. I think, you know, the Saints have been best when they attack that middle. So I think that's what they continue to do. They have the size advantage. Monroe City really hasn't had an answer for it. So I think that's what St. Paul does. You're up with the lead right now. Take your time on every possession. You've got a two-point advantage. So I think that's what they do here now. I think defensively, you've got to get back on defense in transition, because that's where Monroe City's really been hurting.
He's Cam Thomas. I'm Eric Duke. 44-42. Monroe City trails St. Paul Lutheran. Minute 50 to play. St. Paul Lutheran possession, left to right. Far sideline inbound, Michael Lemons. Into the backcourt. Trap at midfloor. Mueller backs up, throws over the head, near side Griffin. Far side Mueller. Minute 40 to go. Hayes defends. Mueller dribbles left side, hands off. Andreich drives left block, turns, kick out. Far side Mueller, minute 25, fourth quarter. Mueller sidearms far side. Left wing Andreich. Fakes a handoff, dribbles middle. Scoops out Michael Lemons, minute 14 to play. And Brock Idris wants a foul. Far side Lemons, dribbles near. Crosses over, hands off Mueller. Ball fake, jab, minute to go. Far side, Talton, one hands middle for a Tenisic. Right block, layup on Andreich, left rim, rebound Talton. Monroe ball, 48 seconds left. Down 2. Brock Idris wanted a foul there. They were about to do it. They get the ball back. C.E. Talton, right side. He had a 45-point double overtime game a year ago. Dribbles near side. Twists near wing. Sidesteps middle. Ball fake. Kick out. Right wing Stark. Drives. Right block. It's Hayes. 24 seconds to play. Talton straight away. Monroe down two. 20 seconds to go. Trap and a timeout for Monroe City. 19 seconds left. Monroe down two. 44-42. Timeout. Brock Idris.
Well, you know they're going to try to set up a play for C.E. Talton. But I think the other thing is you've got to have guys that are ready to make shots. I think, you know, he's going to go with Joshua. He's going to put in the game right now because you need another shooter on the floor just in case you can't get an open look for C.E. I would expect Joshua to be in a corner somewhere ready to hit an open shot. And I think if you're Monroe City, if you don't have a three open, don't take it. If it's not wide open, don't take it because you have an opportunity to send this game into overtime. So, you know, I think you've got to get a good shot off it.
Last year, C.E. Talton hit a game-tying three in the first overtime against Blair Oaks, won it in the second overtime on two free throws. He hit the game-tying three against Palmyra in a one-point win, and at Knox County, he tied the game with 12 seconds left before an overtime win. He is no stranger to heroics. 44-42, Monroe City's deficit, 19 seconds left.
Well, this is what we expected, Eric. We said it would come down to late in the fourth quarter, and that's exactly where we are.
Monroe City 24-4 on the year. St. Paul Lutheran 25-1. 19 seconds left, 44-42, Monroe City's deficit in the Class 3 sectionals. Far sideline, Joshua Talton to inbound. Gets it to Blake Hayes. Dribbles near wing. Talton comes up top and catches. 13 seconds, fourth quarter. Talton between the legs. Triple team. Right wing Stark pumps. Back near side. Josh Talton. Jump stop. Kick out. Stark three up top. Back rim. High bounce. Ball to no. A foul call with 0.2 seconds. And St. Paul Lutheran will win it. 44-42, St. Paul Lutheran with free throws at half.
Well, Bryce Stark hasn't made a shot all night long, and that's the one shot they needed him to make. It was a good look, great play call by Brock Idris to have multiple options, but just couldn't hit it.
Vratenisic makes the free throw. .45-42, St. Paul Lutheran, 0.2 seconds left. Vratenisic is second, too strong, rebound, Stark, and ball game. 45-42, St. Paul Lutheran defeats Monroe City in a Class 3 sectional on regional radio.
Well, that's a tough one to swallow for Monroe City. We played from behind all night. A couple of injuries hurt you early, but no excuses towards the end. It's win or go home, and they just didn't have enough. You know, I think that the duo of Andrejic and Vratenisic on the inside was just way too much for Monroe City, which is why I was so surprised that they didn't play bigger. You know, I'm surprised to not see Dalton McAfee in the game a little bit more, especially when you start to see the injuries from some of the guards. So, you know, Monroe City, they played tough, had a great season, but just couldn't find a way to finish it off here in the sectional round.
45-42, St. Paul Lutheran survives. They'll go on to play the St. Michael Maryville winner Saturday at the Summit. It is St. Michael who beat Maryville, was just announced. C.E. Talton at 19 for Monroe, 2 for Blake Hayes, 5 for Bryce Stark, 6 for Kalen Kendrick O'Brien, 10 for Joshua Talton, 6 for Justin Griffith, 10 for Elijah Mueller, 7 for Micah Lemons, 12 for Dom Andrejic, 10 for Vlado Vratenisic. The outstanding player of the game, brought to you on regional radio by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Mobile League for all of your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. We'll give it to C.E. Talton with his game-high 19 points as Monroe City closes the year 24-5. Coming up next, it'll be the Monroe City girls and Trenton. That one still a ways away, 25 minutes on the clock as the teams begin their warm-ups. We'll have pregame interviews and plenty more here on KTCM Madison.